You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Speaking of Santa sleigh, I was listening to Travis and Sliwa today on my drive back from doing Around the Horn this afternoon. Yeah. And... you know, they were working on Sliwa, yeah. Kaplan. I don't know if you saw this.
Hello.
Or heard this. What is going on? What did you do? Wait, can he not hear me? Is that what's happening?
He's like, hello.
Nobody can hear me, huh?
Yeah, oh, we should just let this go. Like, this is actually going to be good radio.
I can't hear anybody, but that's okay.
Yeah, let's just let this go for a minute.
I can talk to myself.
I'll just do a little play-by-play. Yeah. Let's just let him go for a little bit, see if he does anything else. Because he can't hear us, clearly. So, maybe he says something.
Wait, he just said nope, so he's lying. He just answered the question. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm lying is what I'm doing.
There you are! Could you really not hear us?
Okay, well...
I mean, I guess. This is not good radio.
No. Now it has gotten troublesome.
All right, do you guys want to figure this out, or what are we doing here?
Yep.
Oh, wait, he's still going. What a disaster, dude. Oh, my God. Oh. This is just the epitome of the type of day I've had today. Like, seriously. You ever had one of those really shoddy days? Like, today is one of those days for me where I'm just having... a really crappy day, and this is exactly the punctuation mark I need on my day today. Like, it just is. And just, you know, we're all there. We're all human. We all have it. We all have those days where we're just like, can this just day move on and we can just start fresh tomorrow? Because everything literally that I've tried to do today has gone sideways outside of
like what?
The first couple of hours of the day. It's just one of those. I don't want to get into all of it because, to be honest, like, we just
moving on and just moving past it.
Yeah. Look, I just, you know, there's, you know, I have an elderly mother who's driving me kind of nuts, but I love her, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's that, right? Like, so there's that. I feel like there are probably people in the audience that understand this, that you get to a certain age where you become the parent of your parents, and that is just can be unbelievably frustrating. So I've had one of those days today, and I'm trying to kind of withhold my patience. So us not being able to get Cap on, who I think is
I'm here now, is
just the icing on the cake of a really frustrating day.
Tell me what happened. I know you probably just covered it 30 seconds ago, but come on.
No, I don't have to get into a lot of detail. It just, you understand this. You're at an age where you have to kind of be your parents' parents, and it drives you fuck. Ooh, I almost cursed. You might want to dump that just in case. And it drives you freaking crazy.
Well, you're the one who moved your mother into your house. You know?
Yeah, and that's the problem. She no longer wants to be in this house, you know, because she misses being where she's from. So now I'm going to have to figure out how to get her back and then also get her help because she's no longer capable of living by herself. So,
well, I think, though, that it's very sweet that she actually wants to go back to Miami versus you being like, oh, my God, what did I do? I moved my mother into I got to get her out of here. I think it's actually very sweet that she wants to go.
I mean, it, this is not the time of year to do that, is my point.
Right. Hey, Ma, how about this? I'll make you a deal. How about we wait till after the Super Bowl? Then you can go home to Miami. But between now and the Super Bowl, I tell you what, in fact, check that. Now until the end of the Lakers season, wherever that may be, NBA Finals, they don't make the playoffs, they get knocked out in the first round. Between now and the end of the Lakers season ends, Ma, I'll take you home. How about that for a deal? Would she go for that?
Probably not. I'm probably going to have to look at January, to be frank with you. So.
Ay vey.
I mean, honestly, it just becomes, because there's not a good time. Like, basically, December through, to your point, the end of the NBA season,
yeah,
there's not a lot of time for me.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, look, you and I talk about this all the time, right? Like, you know, we're very real on this show. Some people can handle it, some people can't. I mean, the audience, that is. We all clearly can handle it on this show. But the show is very real. We're very raw. We're very real. We're honest with each other. Sometimes people think it's mean, but it is what it is. But we have human conversations on this show. Sometimes they are patronizing. Sometimes they are not so patronizing. They're just, you know, they are real. And I'm having one of those real days where I just want to bang my head against the damn wall.
I totally understand what you're saying about having one of those kinds of days. I was getting into an argument with one of my daughters earlier today who can't find a particular article of clothing. Now, let me ask you something. Yeah. What do I care if she can't find a particular article of clothing? That's your problem.
Well, see, have you ever had this? I mean, I have a 7-year-old, so this is a lot more challenging than your 15-year-old.
No, 19-year-old. 19.
Oh, 19. That's not even the 15. Okay. Yeah. So I usually say to my 7-year-old when she asks me, hey, Dad, where's my jacket? Let's just use that as an example. I look at her and I say, well, honey, I don't know because it's not my jacket. Mm-hmm. So you probably should be aware of where you put your jacket.
My biggest
and I feel
problem,
like
though.
This is the – see, now, I would not have said that maybe at 5 or 6. But at 7, now that you're in second grade, now that your teacher is expecting stuff out of you, like, hey, you got to bring your homework. You got things to do, right? Like all those things. Now I'm like, all right, we're going to address that stuff at the house too. So, yeah, I certainly can relate, albeit 12 years apart.
Yeah, but you don't understand something. I literally wear a referee's shirt, like a black and white zebra shirt, like the kind of shirt you see a dude wearing when he's working or she's working at a Foot Locker in the mall. I have to dress like a referee in my house, George, because I don't have one daughter. I got three, 19, 18, 15. When you have three young women under the same roof, it is you have to be a referee at all times. She took my shorts. I bought those shorts with my own money. Why did she take them? That's not cool, Dad. I'm going to kick her ass. And usually what I say is, so kick her ass.
Yeah.
Regulate. Show her who's boss. You're the oldest. Yeah. Do right. it.
Yeah. Is that well, it's kind of like in the animal kingdom, right? Like the oldest, take care of business, right?
Well, right. I mean, only the strong survive, man. I mean, you figure it out. What are you? I actually literally said to my daughter today, this is a true story. I said this to her. I go, your clothing is the bane of my existence. Leave me alone about who took your shorts, who took your sports bra. I sometimes explain to my daughter, I go, listen, do you understand? We're displaced from our home right now. The house had a massive leak. We all had to move out. We're all living under the same, like very tight quarters. We come back to this place to do laundry. Like, I don't know where your shorts are. Leave me alone. So, George, whatever's going on between you and your mom, not to mention us trying to get ourselves onto the air here this afternoon, I feel you, dog.
Yeah, it was just one of those days. By the way, so Chris had mentioned Santa Slee because we're doing the Santa Slee promotion now during the holidays. We used to do Santa Key. And I had mentioned earlier, remember I told you my sources had told me that Santa Slee was not necessarily super enthused to replace Santa Key. So what I was starting the show by telling you after now, and honestly, I do feel better after telling you I want to bang my head against the wall because of my 82-year-old mom.
Get it out, right.
The sources must be correct because I was listening to Travis and Sliwa this afternoon on my drive back around 12:30-ish or so from taping Around the Horn. And Travis was literally having to tell him how to be Santa on the air.
What do you mean he's having to tell? Listen.
Like telling him, like coaching him how to be, gotta go like, ho, ho, ho.
I mean, come
Merry
on, Slee.
Merry Christmas.
Come on, Slee. The Hebrew brother knows how to be Santa. Listen, I'm putting in my request right now. Assuming I'm still at this radio station 1 year from right now, George, I want to be Santa Cap. Now, it doesn't rhyme with Santa Key. It doesn't rhyme with Santa Slee, but I want to be the Santa next year.
Okay.
See, I mean, this is what I'm trying to say to Sliwa. Hey, Slee, don't try and pass off the Santa Slee. Embrace the Santa Slee, man.
Yeah. Can we get Slee on? Because we were trying to get him on the other day, and I feel like he ducked us to talk about this. And because I don't think he wanted to talk about this. But it was he used the excuse of, well, Vogel's talking at the time you wanted me to talk, so I got to be where Vogel is, right? Well, Vogel's not talking at 4:05 in the afternoon.
So you want me to ask Slee if he's available to discuss?
Yeah, hashtag Ask Slee.
Slee.
Okay.
Santa
yeah,
Slee.
No, tell him we want to play a game of Ask Slee.
Okay.
Right.
Ask yeah, Santa that's exactly Slee. What I want you to tell him. Say,
my first
hey,
question for Ask Slee, what's your problem?
Alan, we want to ask you, Sedano and Cap want to play a version of Ask Slee. So let me know when you can come on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like the audience needs to know this. Laura, did you hear this? Did you, or Lindsay, either of you, did you hear Travis trying to, you know, like,
yes.
Coach him how to be Santa?
It was hilarious.
He was trying
it was
to
funny.
Teach him how to be jolly. Because, I mean, Slee was like rushing the ho ho ho's. And he was, you know, he was like, you got to use the diaphragm and really, really got to put some more oomph into it. And Slee just wasn't getting it.
Well, let's see
ho,
if we can
ho,
coach him.
Ho.
Yeah, that's pretty good, George. That's not bad. Laura, Lindsay, let me hear your ho ho ho's. And then I'll try and give you one of mine. Go ahead. Let's hear what you guys got.
You go first.
All right. You ready? Here goes. I'm going to really give it my all here, okay? Just so you guys know. Everybody, just be ready. Here comes a good one. This is like my application for next year. Here goes. Check it out. Taking a deep breath in. Ho, ho, ho!
That was extra.
Merry Christmas! That's pretty good.
Nah, that's too much, bro.
Really? Too much?
Too much.
Scary.
Too much.
Really?
Too
okay.
Much. Yeah. It did. It sounded almost like you were in a horror movie, like doing like Santa. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me try another one. Hold on. Here's another version. Hold on. Here goes. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! How's that?
That was a little better. I felt like the one you did the original time a few minutes ago was better.
All right, let me try one more time. Here goes. This is like the episode of Seinfeld. You guys ever see the episode of These Pretzels Are Making Me Thirsty? You ever see that one? Anybody? These pretzels, they're making me thirsty! That's this. Oh, here goes. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That was better. A little better.
A little too fast on the hose?
A little better. You should really be careful with your phrasing, is what I would say.
Why? It's just a word, H-O, ho, 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 it's Santa.
Yeah, just careful is all I'm saying. Careful.
Ho, ho, ho. I'm trying to put
much
a little
better.
Into it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That was good. Right. That was good.
Ho,
that was good.
Ho, ho.
Yeah,
Merry
I mean,
Christmas.
My point is I want to play Ask Slee. I want to know why he's so, like, he's not into being Santa Claus. Like, that's a actual, I mean, Key did that for years. Like, he took a lot of pride in that thing.
Right. Let me hear what Lindsay and Laura, ladies, do you guys have one here? I mean, if it was going to be, Santa, Lindsay.
I'm a girl, so I don't think I have.
I don't think she has to be Santa Claus. Yeah.
How about Mrs. Claus?
Understand what you're going for here, to be honest.
Mrs. Claus doesn't really ho ho ho, does she?
She doesn't. She's not. Yeah. She's not ho hoing at all, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mrs. Claus is just there to make sure, like, you know, everything goes off on time, that the trains leave on time, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is her job during Christmas.
All right, so let me hear yours, George. Let me hear yours. If you were going to be Santa Sedano.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
I don't know.
See, now you're just lashing out because
correct.
It was better than
that's
yours.
Exactly right. No, I don't know if it was better. I'm just lashing out, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent. I'm definitely lashing out.
You're definitely
sure.
lashing out.
100%, no doubt. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Well,
maybe four different versions.
So there's that.
Yeah.
There's that. But anyhow, that's what I heard this afternoon, and I was kind of like, come on, Slee. What the hell?
Yeah, Slee, get into it. You should be honored, dude. Yeah. I'm somebody who's actually out here publicly petitioning, I want to be Santa. You know? I'm even using, like, the whole Hebrew brother thing. Like, come on. Let the Hebrew be Santa Claus, you know? Wear that Santa hat. To me, it's like a Santa yarmulke. You know? But Slee, it's like he doesn't want this honor. It's a phenomenal honor, I believe.
Phenomenal.
It's great. I think it is.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see if we can catch up to this kid.
Yeah. Well, has he gotten back to you yet, Lindsay?
He said sure.
Oh,
okay.
Lovely.
What time?
Let's figure that out.
All right, let's figure that out. All right, coming up next, if we don't talk to Slee about why, if we're not, you know, we're going to play our own version of Ask Slee with him. But if that doesn't transpire in the next segment, Stephen A. Smith is going to draw the ire of Laker fans. That's all I have to say. And I know you're going to say, oh, yeah, what's he going to say now that he hasn't said before? This one's going to hit a little different, I think. We'll get to that coming up in just a sec.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ooh, this is a good jam.
Dude.
And yes, Chris, I wanted to punch you in the face earlier today.
Why? What were you guys fighting about today?
Oh, my God. It's just being a pain in my ass.
How so?
Just him. He's like, you know, he's got to dictate. What do we need? Oh, we got to do this. We got that. We got this. How about you talk to me first? That's what I said. Instead of committing me to things, how about we talk first?
So he was
dictating.
We already
talked 7,000 times a day. Yeah. Why didn't you just commit to me first? And
he's
then his
asking.
Explanation was that he hadn't got a chance to call me first. I'm like, well, then that needs to happen first.
Okay, so not asking, not a request. It's a dictation. It's you will do this,
Sedano.
I mean,
he's like a little bit of a dictator, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He is. I mean, I don't think people – I think people around here know that Morales, he pulls a lot of these puppet strings around here.
Well, I think if you listen carefully, you might be able to figure a little bit.
He's like the wizard behind – you know, the Wizard of Oz?
Mm-hmm. Can't touch him. He's behind the curtain. You can't get to him. You think he's back there. You think he's a real guy, but you're not really sure.
Yeah.
Until he comes out from behind the curtain.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The Wizard of 710.
Yeah, that's what he is. Yes. That's what he is.
Right. The Wizard of Westwood, now the Wizard of 710. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We could make him the Wizard of DTLA.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
I'll work with that. So he got under your skin today.
Your mother, my God.
That whole situation.
Very early
you
in the morning,
time.
Too. I might drive into the office, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, it's been a rough day for you so far. Let's have some fun. Let's laugh it out.
Let's get ourselves ready. That's why I want to talk to
Celtics.
Slee. I feel like we need to talk to Slee. I need to get Slee. I need to ask Slee. Hashtag ask Slee. But in the interim, here's the deal. So Slee's going to join us around 4:30. We'll talk to Slee. We'll do ask Slee there. And then we have our Santa Slee giveaway, which is going to happen at 4:45, Lindsay. Is that correct?
That is correct. We could even do like, you know, a live ho-ho.
A live like Santa Slee? You want to do it like earlier?
Well,
we do like at 4:40, right at the end of the ask Slee conversation?
We'll do that.
Do you think he's up for that? I mean, that's kind of the problem here. It doesn't sound like he's up for much.
Well, I did ask him if we could do our own rendition of ask Slee, and he said sure.
Does he want to have a ho-ho-ho off, like where we all go out there and we all do our ho-ho-hos and we see whose ho-ho-ho is better?
I'm not sure that's necessary, but if you want to do that.
I mean, right. Yes, thank you, Lindsay.
Because you think that ours are already better than his?
Yeah.
It's not, no offense to Sliwa, but it's not a very high bar.
Oh.
Well, he sounded dreadful earlier today, and I got to be honest. Like, he's got to do better than that, is what I would say. I expect a lot out of him. Slee has come a long way, man. Listen, I got a ton of respect for Alan Sliwa. Like, I'm not even joking right now. Like, straight up, I'm going to tell you something. Alan Sliwa is the embodiment of someone who we all are this at some stage of our life, right? But Alan is very much still in the very infancy of his broadcasting career. And this is a kid, and you know Kaplan because he worked with you down in San Diego back in the day. Sales guy, wanted to be on the air. Busted his ass, did all the right things the right way to get himself opportunities. Sometimes it didn't go his way, but he has gotten himself to a point where he's got a daily show, and the show sounds fun. Like, when I'm in the car, I enjoy listening to those two. No disrespect to anyone else who's on the air on any station at that time, but those two make me laugh. And you know what I want at this stage of my life? Yeah, I want the sports. Of course I'm listening to for the sports, but I want to laugh. I want to get the joke. I love the interplay, the making fun of each other. That's what I want. So they embody that. They have a great chemistry and rapport, and you know what? It's different from Mason Ireland. It's different from you and me. I mean, we all have kind of our fun and games, the way we poke fun at each other. You and I maybe a little more mean to each other, but that's the deal. It's fine. But they have a great interplay, and I'm super proud of him. But this thing about Santa Slee, I'm disappointed in him, and he needs to step up his game. That's just
so let me just tell you something. My son's 21 years old, George, and he's a very astute radio listener. He's been around it obviously his whole life. He is a daily, all-day 710 listener, my son, and does a lot of driving, you know, I mean, a lot of miles, and so he's listening all day. He loves Travis and Slee.
It's funny. It's a funny show.
It's honestly, it's his favorite show on the station.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like back in the day when Mason and Ireland first got married. You know what I mean? You know, when the sex was good. You know, when you're first married, the sex is great. Right, you know what I mean? In any relationship, you know?
And you're still having that sex in the early stages.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. Like, and I've said that to them. You know, you guys sound like a couple who doesn't have sex anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that's,
Mason Ireland, they sound like a couple that's just sort of now life partners. They're not really like,
yeah, they just got to, they got to step it up. Like, they go on trips together because, you know, it's the right thing to do. They stay together for the kids, basically, which is like Bergman, basically. They stay together for Bergman, you know?
But Sliwa and Travis, those two actually make love together.
Oh, passionate, beautiful love. Yes.
Okay, got it. So we have lovemaking in the morning.
Yeah.
We have stay together
for
the kids.
By the way, and I would say even steamy sometimes, you know, on the air. I love it. I love it.
It's hot. So then you have Mason and
I. You and I, though, we're mean, talk dirty to me. Yeah.
We're like makeup sex is what
talk
you and me
dirty
are.
To me. That's what we do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That stands to reason. That sounds about right. That's very good. Okay.
Right. That's the three shows. You and I talk dirty to each other, makeup, right? You know, Mason and Ireland have staying together for the kids. And then, you know, Sliwa and Travis and Sliwa, they are making sweet, sweet love on the air.
I like that. Hey, I was listening to Mason and Ireland earlier today. And,
hey, Chris, how about that for a promo? Why don't you run that?
That's really good. Why do we have to cut a lookie? We just run that today.
Yeah, run that. I ain't cutting a lookie. Laura, cut that up, send that to Chris, and that's your promo.
Right, that's the entire station right there, encapsulated in 30 seconds. Yeah. I was listening to Mason in Ireland today, and Ireland tells this story about how he had no voice. He's watching the Rams game. He thinks the Rams are about to run a kickoff back for a touchdown. He goes to shout, like, yeah, and nothing comes out of his mouth. Right. And today, he's back on the air, sucking down honey and tea, all to get on the air tonight to do the Laker game. I'm like, bro, why don't you take the day off on the radio show?
No, bro, make sure it's the Lakers-Celtics. You can't miss that.
Are you
out of your damn mind?
No.
Let me tell you something.
No, you missed what I said, though.
Oh.
Take the day off from the radio
show.
Oh,
from the radio.
So that you can get on the radio. And this is the Lakers-Celtics tonight. You got to call this game. What happens?
But This is the deal. This is why they're staying together for the kids. That's what Ireland is doing, sacrificing to stay together for the kids.
Okay, what happens if all of a sudden tonight,
oh my God,
in the middle of the game, Ireland's like LeBron to AD, AD to AD to Ron.
Oh man, let me tell you, Michael and Sliwa are going to end up doing their first broadcast together if that happens.
Seriously, like you got to have a backup plan. What if
though? Let me tell you, Sli. Yeah. I'll tell you, Sli. Radio play-by-play is hard as hell, bro. That's all I'm saying. It may sound, John may make it sound easy. It ain't that easy.
You think that there's like a backup plan? Because no one ever thinks to themselves.
No, it would be Trudell, to be honest. That's who they would bring up.
Is that what they would do?
They would take him off the sideline and put him up in the booth.
Because seriously,
they've done that.
I thought John has about
missed
that.
John has missed a few games due to illness in the past, and it's been Trudell.
Yeah, but in the middle of a game, if Ireland loses his voice tonight, just as like Dennis Schroeder is about to knock down a big three, which, by the way, time out here for a second. Is somebody going to play with some pride tonight, win this game against Boston, and shut down Dennis Schroeder? Because I went back because I was trying to remember about the last game that they lost earlier in the season, 130
to
108.
Yeah.
Schroeder had 21 points. He was 8 for 14 from the field.
Yeah.
You know, is somebody going to shut down Dennis Schroeder tonight? Not because he's the most important guy, just out of pure pride.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Mason has just texted us. It says, doing a radio show is a full-time job. Is he referring to Ireland, and that's why he showed up today? Yeah. Oh, Michael Thompson is listening. He says, it'll be all me. And yeah, Mason adds, this isn't the Mason and whoever the hell show. Wait a second. I mean, I liked a little Brian Kamenetsky yesterday. I got to be honest with you. You know,
God,
I love John, but you know.
Yeah, but the start of Mason in Ireland today, when Ireland says to Mason, so how is Brian Kamenetsky? And Mason's like, you know, he's kind of, you know, kind of like I remembered him, you know. Like, there was no glowing it was kind of like when they asked LeBron about Frank Vogel. There was no glowing endorsement of any kind.
No, he was just like, hey, it's part of the deal.
Yeah.
It's almost like when I told my 7-year-old when she asked me where her jacket was. I said, well, you know, honey, it's not my jacket. You're going to need to find it somewhere. You know, you're the one that wears it. Mm. So. Felt very similar. So there it is. So Mason says this isn't the Mason and whoever show. And Michael is very much ready to roll and says it will be the Michael Thompson show if that's the case. He's not even going to let Trudell sit in the chair next to him, according to him.
I don't need anybody else. I'll just sit here and I'll tell you what I'm saying. There doesn't have to be play-by-play and color commentary. I am play-by-play and color. I'm both in one. I'm Michael Thompson.
Michael could – you know what? you know, not, you know, I'm not trying to not give Trudell the opportunity because, again, he has done games with Michael in the past. But what I would say is if there was someone who could do both at the exact same time, I think it would be Michael. Michael's been on that broadcast forever. He's been on that broadcast with Ireland. He was on the broadcast with Spiro. I mean, he's older than almost anyone on that broadcast. I mean, he's been there longer than Billy Mack on the, I mean, granted he's a TV, but I'm saying, like, you know, only Stu outranks Michael, I believe, if I recall correctly.
Well, perhaps, George, you should get done with today's broadcast.
No, nope.
And drive to Staples.
Nope.
And be on alert, on high alert. If nope. Ireland's voice goes out in the Lakers-Celtics game, you're ready to sit down and call the game.
Yeah. No, I mean, I could do it, but that's not that I am not a Lakers employee, so I would not do that. I mean, okay. I also have a boss at ESPN who probably would not be thrilled if I did that without that getting, you know, cleared way before time. Like, I mean, could I do it? Yes, but I am not a Lakers employee like Mike Trudell is and Michael and John. So they would have plenty of people that could do that.
Well, listen, Jeannie, if you need to this afternoon, send an email over to ESPN LA. Ask if it's okay if Sedano fills in if Ireland loses his voice because Trudell's got to be part of the TV broadcast.
Yeah.
You know, let's clear it through the proper channels. But Jeannie, you know, listen, I'm nominating my man right here, George Sedano.
Yeah. We never got to the Stephen A. thing. We'll just do that after we talk to Slee because he's going to fire up Laker fans. But Ace in Inglewood says, hey, we got to let Slee be Slee. Kind of like when Manny was being Manny when it was Manny Wood down here. Go ahead, Ace.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta let Slee sleep. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let him be himself. When Slee is himself, it's funny. You know what I'm saying? And we're not laughing at him, but his character and his whole style is hilarious. So by him being himself, we gotta believe him when he say it's good. You know what I'm saying? So if it's good enough, if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. Peace, y'all.
Peace. All right, Ace, appreciate you, man. All right, so Royce Tony, who is a listener to the show. He's also, I don't know if you know this, a producer and director for an ESPN 30 for 30. He created the Run Ricky Run 30 for 30. He lives here in LA and is listening and apparently is a big listener to the station and wrote, Sedano, your three-show synopsis is R-O-F-L and a fire emoji. Do you know what R-O-F-L is, Cal?
I think I do. Is that check me on this. Is that rolling on the floor laughing?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Good job.
Hey, listen, Lindsay. I know that surprised you, but I'm a very contemporary guy. Mm-hmm. You know,
no, you're not.
Sure, you are.
I am. I speak text language. Yes,
better.
I do.
Bet you do.
Okay, you hit me with any abbreviation for any texting.
Okay, you know what? We're gonna do that at 4:40. After we're done asking Slee, playing our own version of Ask Slee now at 4:30, I want the audience to come in with like whatever. What are they called? Those abbreviations, there's a word for it. I'm just
acronyms.
Acronym,
no.
Yes.
No,
I want you to send
acronyms,
your text acronym to Cap and make it something that most people know, right? That people know. And I want you to quiz him and see if he gets it right. We're gonna play a quiz at 4:40.
I surprised everybody with Raffle.
Yeah, I you surprised me. That's why I asked. All right, so we'll do that. Ask Slee, our own version is next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, this is your kind of song, Cap.
Oh, yeah, man. What year did Chris say this was from?
86.
Right in the middle of the 80s. I'm in high school. I got a Cutlass Supreme that me and my dad juiced up, man, because, you know, it wasn't like a nice car. We had to make it look as nice as we could. Turn this thing up. I put in like a secondary stereo, you know, like one of those Pioneers that you push in and you pull out because you don't want it to get stolen. Yeah, I would jam this song. Roll down my windows, and when I say
roll
them down,
you had a mullet at this time.
I might have had kind of like long hair going in the back. It's certainly a possibility. Yeah,
we need pictures.
Very possible. Yeah, I probably could find some somewhere, but yeah, 1986, man. I'm telling you, first car, 1978 Cutlass Supreme, and I was badass. Let me tell you that right now. Anybody else have a nice Oldsmobile back in the day?
No Oldsmobile for me, bro. That's way too old for me.
No Oldsmobile for you?
Man, it's so funny. So Ombre Triathlon tweets us. Let me know when Slee's there. He says he is there. Okay. Slee, are you there?
What's going on, George?
Hey, buddy. All right, we're going to play Ask Slee, our own version of Ask Slee, with you in a second. But I want to respond to this guy on Twitter first. I don't normally do this. It's normally Kaplan's thing. But Kaplan responded to him, so I'm now going to respond to him because I generally don't respond until I see Kaplan respond. It's Ombre. It's at – no, Ombre Triathlon, at Never Stand Down 2. And it says, just tell us the afternoon drive show didn't prepare and we're having part two of the morning show. If that's the case, we can just have Alan Slee and Travis Rogers on the air. You two are insufferable. Hand covering the face emoji. Now, you could certainly have – I just literally complimented Travis and Slee. I said it's my favorite show to listen to because Slee, I described it this way. I basically said that you and Travis are like this newlywed couple that are making sweet, sweet love on the radio every day. The
show. You agree with that, Slee? You think you and Travis make love on the morning show?
It's a honeymoon stage right now. Definitely the honeymoon stage.
No, but let's have a moment of honesty. I mean, I'm being honest, but let's have a moment of further honesty. Yep. What did I tell you the other day when I saw you at Staples Center?
Sitting with Ramona, you said you enjoy listening to the show. Keep doing what you guys are doing. It's natural, easy listen, kind of get in and out of things. So you had a few compliments right there, and it's always appreciated.
Right. It is exactly what I said in a much like nicer tone. But you're making sweet, sweet love with Travis every morning and vice versa. I love it. I think it's a great show.
How's what that I feel, Slee?
Yeah.
Slee, how's it feel to make such sweet love, you and Travis?
I'm going to ask Trav that tomorrow because I don't know if anybody's described that to us this way yet, where it's like, you know, you just got married and it's sweet, sweet love. I'd be very curious to hear his response to that.
Yeah.
So probably, he's going to agree. Say he agrees.
Travis has been married, you know, so for a long time. So he knows what sweet, sweet love is.
Right. He probably remembers.
Yeah. So, and then I said, Mason in Ireland, Slee, they're like staying together for the kids. I've told this to them before. You know what I mean? Like, the sex isn't so great anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, they're staying together for Greg, basically.
Very infrequent, by the way. I mean, it's not so great. It barely ever happens, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The analogies are pretty funny. I don't know what to do with them, but I think they're hilarious. And appreciate the compliments to our show. Still, obviously, we got a lot of work to do, but I appreciate it. Very much so.
And then I said that me and Kaplan were like, you know, he said makeup sex. I said more like, what was the word I used?
Dirty
sex, like talking dirty to each other. Yeah, like that. That you know, that's kind of how we do it around here. We're a little more raw, is what I would say, with each other.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So I'm going to respond to this guy. The way I would explain it is this. And, you know, Slee, you've been here for a long time on this radio station. And I don't know if you heard, I was talking about how I really admire your work ethic, man. You have busted your you know what to get on the air. You started the station as a sales guy. You know, you worked your way doing, you know, just Lakers talk and then doing weekend shows and doing other shows, doing a night show. And you're here and you deserve this opportunity. And people should take note of the hard work and effort you've put into this. So I was being very complimentary of you, but I will address this gentleman at Never Stand Down 2 real quick. And I haven't finished writing it, but I'll just say it and then I'll write it on Twitter. Which is, sir, you realize when this station has been at its best over the years, regardless of the talent, whether it's the 6 years almost I've been here, when Max and Marcellus were here, when Marcellus and his other 17 other co-hosts were here, Keyshawn, me and LZ, LZ and Travis and Key, like all the different iterations, me in the afternoon, you know, whatever, it's Kaplan at night, you know, whatever, Thompson and Trudell, Mason in Ireland, regardless of what iteration you want to talk about. The station is at its best, and let me explain this to every single person that's listening out there. The station is at its best when the shows all sound like one show, okay? Like when Travis and Slee are doing something, and it rolls over to Mason Ireland, and it rolls over to us, or when we do something, and it rolls backwards to them, or vice versa. That's when this station is at its best. And this conversation that we have started this show for the first 37 minutes with is absolutely that. It is me starting off telling you how I'm like wanted to bang my head against the wall because of my 82-year-old mother. It's Kaplan telling you because his 19-year-old daughter is driving him insane. It's us telling you about Travis and Sliwa and Mason in Ireland. And the point of bringing you on, Sliwa, now that I'm done talking and referring to at Never Stand Down 2, the number 2, by the way, was I've heard. You know me, Sli, I got sources, okay? And my sources have told me that, you know, you're a little sheepish about this Santa Slee thing. And, you know, I was listening today on my drive home from doing Around the Horn, and I'm hearing Travis, you know, having to coach you to be Santa Slee. Slee, we need you to nail this, brother. We are all counting on you, okay? We need you to be you. You know what's you? Being you. Okay, so give me good Santa Slee. This is a big moment for you. We are all counting on you. You are at the top of the food chain right now. Give me a good Santa Claus right now, please.
Donald, I gave it today. You guys didn't hear any of it?
I heard it, but he was coaching you.
No.
The girl, listen, Laura and Lindsay say it was weak.
It was. I was listening to the whole thing. I even text you guys about other stuff, and I'm just like, come on, Slee. Like, I'm rooting for you, my dude. Like, give us something.
My dude, by the way, is spelled D-O-O-D. When she says my dude, she doesn't mean D-U-D-E. Slee, let me ask you, because we're going to play Ask Slee. What's your problem, man? What's up? Yeah. What's the problem?
This is what I don't understand. I think maybe I don't understand it. I'm doing it, and I'm like, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be done. I think I'm just awful at doing it. I mean, if it's taken this much feedback, I think maybe I'm just not good at doing the ho 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 Merry Christmas.
It's not
anything more than that, you know.
Well, maybe it's just that you're not really embracing it, dude. Slee. You gotta live it, man.
Slee, you got this, bro.
Yeah,
you got this, bro. You got this.
Okay, how about this? I'm going to meet you halfway in the middle here because I told Trav tomorrow that we're going to continue to do it until we nail it. Mm-hmm. So let me kind of continue to work on this thing. And every time I've done it, I'm like, yeah, I think that one's, it's pretty bad. Okay, that one's a little bit better. I don't know if I have, like, the best version waiting out. Do you guys nail it on the first time?
It took me 4 or 5 times, Slee. I had a few different variations. You know, but and it took George, I think, 2 times until he said how great his was. But I'd say that for me, it took me about 4 good ones because they didn't like my first one. Had to tone it down for my second one, pick it back up for the third. I think it took me like 4 times. So we can do a ho, ho, ho off if you want.
Cap, put it this way. I'm not walking off every time I do it saying, oh, just nailed it. So definitely, Laura, if you don't agree, I'm not going to disagree with you on that one. I'm probably not walking away saying, yeah, I'm a perfect Santa. That has not happened yet.
We believe in you, though. We believe in you.
Give me one ho-ho-ho on the way out, bro.
Okay, on the way out, I'll give you one. You want to do some Ask Slee?
All right, let's do some. Well, I'm asking Slee.
Right.
Slee, what's up with your Santa Claus?
It's average. It's very average. It's mediocre. It needs some work. I'm trying to fill Key's shoes, obviously not doing the best job so far. It's not probably working according to game plan. And, I just got to get back in the gym and keep working on it.
Yeah. Okay. You sound like you're giving me like the cliched answer that an athlete would give you in a post game.
It was very Belichick yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Slee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Cap. You got an answer.
Yeah, good Slee. Answer. George.
Slee.
Doing that thing, it's just haven't done it well. Yeah.
Slee, are you better as a Santa Slee than the Lakers are as a basketball team right
now?
Oh,
ho, ho. That was not a pun, by the way.
Very
I didn't
sad.
Mean to do like an oh, ho, ho, but oh, ho. Oh.
That
it was
is
close,
a great question.
George. It was close.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the Lakers' performance 12-12, 24 games in, looks awful compared to my Santa Slee, and that's not saying much. That's not good.
No.
That's not good if my Santa Slee sounds better than the Lakers' performance so far. So.
Correct. That's right. If your Santa Slee is better than the Lakers' performance right now, that does not
That's
bode
not
well for the Lakers.
Not a good indication.
Okay. Here's another Ask Slee question. Who's going to win tonight, Celtics or Lakers?
Well, you got to imagine after the last game they played against each other, was that 2.5 weeks ago or so, That's the game LeBron comes back. Everybody's thinking, you know, hyped up about the Lakers. The game's on ESPN. It's Lakers-Celtics. No Jaylen Brown for the Celtics. And Boston ends up winning by 20-plus points. I mean, I don't know. I've kind of ate my own words, it seems like, before every pregame where I'm telling Michael, hey, Michael, I think they're going to get into some kind of rhythm now. I think this it's going to start now. And then they lose to whoever, the Sacramento Kings or the last game against the Clippers. I got to imagine Lakers win tonight, but it's so tough to give them the benefit of the doubt on anything because they just have done nothing consistently.
Okay. All right, Sleep. I got one last thing before I let you go. Mason's been listening. He says he and John have renewed their vows, and they are having a second honeymoon. I mean, you know, I don't know. We'll see. All right, Sleep, what can we expect tonight on with you and Michael on the pregame?
So we'll get into Brad Turner always joins us right before the pregame ends from the LA Times. We'll hit on what the Lakers are going to do with their starting lineup. It seems like every single game it's a different lineup that they're trying. And, again, I'll go back to this. Is this a squad that, you know, we're just going to keep making excuses of how many games in and it's only December, it's only November? Or are they going to start turning it around? So we'll get into all that for the pregame show.
All right, and don't forget you can hear the Ask Slee segment every day, including tomorrow, at 10:45 on Travis and Sliwa here on 710. Keep making sweet love, man. Thank you.
That's right.
I appreciate you guys bringing me on. Thank you.
All right.
Wait. The ho-ho-ho on the way out.
Yeah, he didn't ho-ho.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Sleeve, are you there?
No hose. Or hose.
He's
or
there,
hose.
He's there.
Here. I'm here.
All right.
I'm
you said it. On the way out, you'd give it to me. Go.
Let's give it a shot here. Let's see if I can do it. Ready? All right. Give me 2 seconds here. Count me down here real quick.
Okay. Take a deep breath, Sleeve.
All right. Ready?
The nose out with the mouth. Take a big
three,
breath.
Three, two, one, go.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It's awful. Just awful.
And no, you no, you in the middle. You were in the middle. You stopped in the middle. What the hell was that?
They're looking at me. There's people in red coats saying, what is this guy doing?
No, who cares? They know it's Christmas. They know it's Christmas, bro.
That was the worst one ever.
We got to do it over.
Come on. Let's go, Slee.
I'll come back with another one tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll have a better one.
Horrible.
All right, you better
absolutely
come back tomorrow.
Horrible.
I'm going to hold you to that because we've broken the clock for
all
you.
All right, guys.
So, all right, have a good show, Slee. All right, by the way, Santa Slee is coming up in the next segment. You can actually, and where Slee actually does it recorded, and it probably sounds better than what the hell you just heard there. But we're going to bring, every day he's coming on until he nails this damn thing, okay? This is like what my old Cuban father used to make me do. He used to make me do everything every day until I got it right, okay? So he's coming on every day during these damn holidays until he nails that damn ho-ho-ho, okay?
God, he's so unenthusiastic about it. He's like, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. All right. You've heard the Santa Slee come down the chimney there. We have caller number 7 here. Tony Galvan from Anaheim. Do you want to pick from the Travis and Sliwa box, the Mason and Ireland box, or our box?
I'll go with the show that I went on. I'll go with Sedano and Cap. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. All right. There we go. Let's hear it. All right, so cool. You got sweet tickets to the inaugural LA Bowl at SoFi there with the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. Congratulations, Tony Galvan from Anaheim. You're our winner in the 7-10, 12 days of Christmas. Keep listening for Santa Slee to come down the chimney for your chance to win if you're listening out there. So, Tony, congrats, brother. We're going to put you on hold, okay? Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Way you got
go,
it, bro.
Tony. Right. I really don't care who's playing in the game, Utah State versus Oregon State, which, of course, I have zero interest in. But if you have suite passes to SoFi Stadium to hang out and watch a college football game, the very first ever Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, I think that's pretty cool. And by the way, I think it's so cool. So cool that Jimmy Kimmel has a bowl game named after him. There you go.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Play the close here, Laura. I always like the elevator music after the contests.
Me too.
Forgot about that.
Very calming. You know, on a day where you wanted to smash your head into the wall because your mom, me, I'm going crazy over my, you know, playing referee for my daughters. Got Twitter people busting freaking balls over here. You know, I like it. I like the elevator music.
Yeah. Soothing.
Very.
All right. Can we play Stephen A. Smith and what he said about the Lakers? Because he, you know, people are going to get really upset about this. He basically said the Lakers are on the verge of, well, I'll let him say it himself. Go ahead. The second one, the 32nd one.
Los Angeles Lakers are the Los Angeles Lakers. It's a different standard. I'm just expressing what my belief is as it pertains to relevancy for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay.
If this were the Clippers, I wouldn't say that. If this was another team without those championship expectations or championship expectations were foreign to them, I wouldn't say that. But I'm saying when you're the Lakers and LeBron James is the face of your franchise and you got Anthony Davis and you got Russell Westbrook and I'm looking at your franchise and I'm like, ain't no way in hell you winning the chip.
Okay.
That's relevant.
I mean, listen, bordering on irrelevant, I mean, that seems like a bit of a stretch. The Lakers will never be irrelevant. They've won the most championships in the history of the sport. That's like saying the Yankees would be irrelevant.
I think what he's trying to say, though, is that in the world of the NBA, if the Lakers are not competing for a championship, they are not – when he says relevant, look, they're always going to be relevant because here's the thing about Laker haters around the country. People want to see the Lakers fail. You know, they do. They if you don't have LeBron James on your team, you probably don't like LeBron James. You're exactly right. The Lakers are to basketball what the Yankees are to baseball. So they're not going to be irrelevant as in no one's going to talk about them because even if they're bad, people are going to pile on them. I think what he means, though, is that inside the world of the NBA, if they're not a championship contender, they are not relevant to the conversation. They're not with Golden State. They're not with Phoenix. They're just not relevant. I kind of buy it.
No, I think it's ridiculous. Like, it's just absurd.
What word would you have rather him use other than irrelevant?
I mean, because irrelevant is an awful choice of words. And I would say that to Stephen A. right now if he was on the show.
But his point is that if they're not a championship contender, you know,
they're still not irrelevant. The Clippers could win the championship tomorrow, and the Lakers could be a last place. Hold on, let me finish. The Lakers could be a last place team, okay? Last place, 15th in the conference. And the Clippers could win a championship tomorrow, and it would not move the needle one bit. There would still be more people up in arms about the Lakers than there would be people celebrating the Clippers. So irrelevant is an awful choice of words.
No argument. But I think what I'm trying to say is that, and I think I hear what Stephen A. is trying to say, which is they're either championship or fail. That's it. Because the Lakers have, with LeBron, have won the championship, and they've retooled the entire roster. I don't hear it that way.
Let's keep this going on the other side because we're going to really mess Laura up with the breaks here if we don't break soon. So let's do that. And by the way, Charles Barkley has weighed in on this debate, and he's laid the blame at one particular Laker, an actual player. We'll let you know what he had to say next.